Hello.
Hey Margarita, Josh here.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
All goody. Just got done with a meeting and call you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling me back.
No worries, no worries. Yep. So I see that you approved the draft that was shared with you, and you can let me know if what changes would be required on the website. Let me open it up real quick.
Sure. And like the stuff that I sent this morning was just kind of a repetition of like the stuff that I sent the first time around. So like but we can just talk about it. So are you on
Sure
the
thing,
page
sure
now?
thing. Yep, I'm on the website now.
So all the way at the bottom on whichever page you go to, it shows like a Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And like we just want to get rid of them because we don't have those for the page.
Yep, can you check the website right now? Because I got that rectified, and on my end as well, I see that it's only Insta showing up. So
Oh, got
I'm
it.
not.
Okay, because I was on the mobile one. Is it different on the mobile one?
Okay, just give me one quick second. Let me open it up on my mobile phone as well to check if there's any
Okay.
mistake.
Maybe the hit.
Because,
Okay, I'll hit refresh too.
okay, just give me one quick second. Let me open it up on my phone as well.
Cool.
Because the web development team, they work on desktop, so it could be possible that a mobile version might have any different update, but let me check that real quick.
Oh, I see.
Just need a minute or two. I don't know why my phone started acting up, so I'm just having this check.
Yeah, no worries. I just hit refresh and it's still showing on the mobile one. So yeah, you're right. Maybe it's just a different version.
Just need a minute more.
Sure.
Thank
Take your
you.
time.
Apologies for the delay. I'm just having this check. My phone's starting to act up. Just need a few more seconds.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you so
Yeah, of
much.
course.
All right, I got it. I got the three logos. I'll have them checked.
Awesome. Okay. And then let me just scroll real quick. Okay, so on the home page, we just talked about on mobile at least, I just the three. And then on the website version, I saw like the other ones are just like no hyperlinks. Is that how it's gonna look for until they're active, right? That's what we agreed on?
That is correct. So once the
Okay,
publishing
cool.
keeps on getting, once we keep on publishing, we're going to have the links added to these. So what we can do is I can have the other two removed for now, like Apple Books, Google Books. So once we move towards publishing, we're going to keep on updating the links and the text over here. So we can go that way,
cool.
Or we can leave Apple and Google over here, and whenever we have the published books on these particular sites, we can have the link attached. But if you ask for my personal opinion, I think that we should only keep Amazon for now, because we're going to be publishing on Amazon first, because if we post any other, for example, if we post Apple books and Google books right now on the website before publishing, it could be possible that people might think that the link is broken. So what I can do is, we can try to do is Apple Books coming soon, Google Books coming soon, and on Amazon we can attach the link directly. So we'll have it edited.
Yeah, exactly. I think I prefer, can you label it as coming soon instead, and that way there's no link on it?
Yep, I'll have that.
So people don't think it's broken.
Yep.
Awesome,
Got it. Yep, I've noted that down.
Cool. And then on the donate page, on the mobile one at least, it shows the picture of the two children with the Chicago Police Fund all the way at the bottom, and I wanted that to be the second one.
Okay, so the picture with the police, the Chicago Police Station response, you want that to be the second picture, right?
Yeah, so first it'll be the illustration and then the OCAD. And then it'll be the picture of the two children with the Chicago fund, the Chicago Relief Fund.
All right. And United We Dream and the family picture would go down, right?
Yeah. I want the family picture first and then the United We Dream and the Illinois Immigration one right under that one too.
Okay. Sounds great. So I'm just going to reconfirm the orientation of the picture. So it's the illustration first, then on the right it's the OCAD organized community, then third picture would be the picture, the fourth picture would be the Chicago Police Station response. I'm just considering that as a separate picture. So that would be the fourth one. The fifth one would be the family picture, and then at the end it's going to be United We Dream, right?
Yes, that's right. Yep. And
all
I put
right.
the order in our team's group too.
All right, I got that. I'll have this rectified.
Okay. Sweet. And then just for the under the homecoming, I'm on to the next page, which is about us, or our story, sorry.
Yep.
And under our story, where it's a picture of like my mom and dad's wedding, where it says the homecoming project, I just wanted the A capitalized instead of all the letters in the bold sentence.
All right. So got the point. So it's going to be only all capitalized, like A capitalized, and rest are going to be just normalized. Bold,
that's
but
right,
normal.
Yeah, but still in bold. Still in bold, yep, but normal. Yep.
Got your point. So I see that all of them are capitalized, so we don't want to go ahead that way. I will got that.
Yeah. And then finally, about the author, I just send you an edited version, so that's the new update, if that's okay.
Sure. The version of about the author needs to be updated too. Sounds great. I have noted down these revisions, and would there be any other revision with the website?
The last thing is that at the bottom it shows like copyright Margarita Quiñones Peña. The ends are missing tildes on my name. Can you add the tildes instead of just an N?
Sure. Can you let me know what name would you want to be added over here? Can you let me know the complete name?
Yeah, it's the, you know, where it says about the author and it says my full name, Margarita Quiñones Peña. The way that it's written there is the way that I want it. So just tell those instead of not tell us.
All right, I got that. I'll have it taken care of.
Awesome, and that's it. That's everything.
Sounds great. So let me tell you what the roadmap is. I will assign the revisions to my web development team so that they can have this revised. And within 24 to 48 hours, they'll have it revised. I'll try my best that if they can do it within this hour, I'll have that taken care of. And I will be assigning the task to my publishing team to proceed ahead with the publishing. So by Monday or Tuesday, they're going to send you the preview links. And once you approve the preview links, we're going to proceed ahead with the publishing. So by next week, it's going to be sorted out completely. And I'm going to keeping you updated as well in case anything is required. I'll let you know.
Thank you so much. After the preview links, about how long did it take? You said there was like some sort of like approval process or something like that, right?
Yep. So basically what happens is I'm going to share the task with my team. My team is going to have the proceed ahead with the account creation and everything. And when they go ahead and have all of these things taken care of, they share the preview links. So preview link is basically like the final file. We share it with the clients just to make sure if anything needs to be changed, because obviously at times the preview version could be a bit different or has any minor changes. So in that case, once the client approves, and we go ahead, we approve the book from our end. So once the book is approved after the previewing, it takes around like 24 to 72 hours for the book to go live on Amazon itself.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
To you next Monday.
All right. Take care of
thank
yourself.
You
have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you, Josh. Bye.